Hey, Mayor.
Sorry, I had to go get my other iPad.
No worries. Mayor Wickers and yourself are here. We've got a quorum. Mayor Zoltansky indicated earlier in the week that she will be unable to attend. Doesn't look like Carlton or Laura are here right now, but we have a quorum of the committee and we can get ready. We are recording. So we're ready to go whenever you'd like to start.
Okay, I'll call the meeting to order. Sorry, I was having technical difficulties there. Hi, Mike.
Hey Dan, how you doing?
Good,
Hi
good. So
Dan.
we'll call this meeting of the Central Wasatch Commission Transportation Committee to order. We just need to get a little housekeeping. Let's go ahead and I guess it's just you and I, so we just have to do a motion to approve the minutes from May 18.
I'll make that motion to approve the minutes from May 18th.
I guess I'll second it. And so all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay, that's done. Okay, so let's get right into it. I see Mike is on now. Mike Doyle.
Yep.
Hi, Patrick. There we go. Okay, we have UDOT Grant. Thanks, Grant, for getting on. So I'm hoping that you've had a chance to go over the request for proposals. It's long, but it actually, I thought, reads pretty fast. It kind of gives us a guideline on what we're going for. Any questions on it so far?
I would just compliment Blake on it, Dan. I think he did a great job. It can be a little technical in spots, and that's okay. I thought it was really good. So,
okay, I'm just going through who we have here. Good. Okay. So what we're trying to do is get this ready to present to the executive committee next month. We want to get this in front of them so we can put it to the full commission and then get it out for proposal. Blake, do you want to kind of, we've talked about it, but I think you'll explain it better than I, that you know, one of the main focuses here is to kind of grease the wheels and smooth the way for the Forest Service and for UDOT in their NEPA processes and try and get the groundwork done. Do you want to kind of go through that with us for a moment, please?
Yeah, sure will, Mayor. Thanks. So the way that the RFP is written out, received a lot of direction from the May 18th committee meeting and then some previous work from the Central Wasatch Mountain Transportation System as well. So what it's laid out is a gaps analysis for transit and mobility. We asked for mobility hubs or transit centers, identifying that, citing that, and then laying out a game plan for near, mid, and long-term investments for policy, service, and infrastructure. We've sent this out to a few people for review. And one of the big notes, one of the big keys that I'd like to incorporate into the RFP is exactly what Mayor Knopp just mentioned was, and this is feedback that we received from the Forest Service was, you know, making sure that any recommendations, we identify what level of NEPA, but also how this can integrate into those two agencies' purview of the NEPA analysis. We want this to, you know, be helpful, get the initial process going for pre-NEPA, and understanding the screening requirements that this process would be. So we certainly want this to be that initial pre-NEPA step that, you know, unfolds nicely for Forest Service and or UDOT, depending on what projects, policies are identified. So I've started to incorporate that in the latest draft. I think we need to be a little bit more explicit in it. And I'd like to add that piece to it in a few places.
Great. Thanks very much. And once again, great job on this. And for the benefit of people that are on that weren't at the May 18 meeting, I want to be clear here. This is not to circumvent any process. This is not to circumvent any entity. this is not to try and get to the front of the line of anything. What our intent here is to start the process. As it stands right now, we don't show up on anybody's programming schedule to get anything done up here. Wasatch Front Regional Council, UDOT, there's some very long-term stuff out there, but there's nothing really in the works. So the intent here is to work with everybody and to start this process and to get it going from square one. To do that, UDOT has recommended that we come up with this request for proposals and that we fund this to try and find ways to pay for this. So we're doing it this way with the help of UDOT and with their counsel on this. Is that, would you call that a reasonable assumption, Grant?
Yeah, you've described that very accurately. And this is a great way. Walk
through your outlook on this and how you guys are approaching this.
Yeah. So I sent Blake quite a few, or just a few actually. Blake did a great job with this scope. And I just sent him a few changes, which he's already incorporated into it. And so, yeah, a lot of these action plans get translated into being included in the regional transportation plan, which is currently being updated. And it gives us the opportunity to be able to be on different lists depending on the scale and size of the investment in them. Be prioritized and also be able to figure out the amount that's needed when we are going after funds or being considered for different pools of funding. And so having these type of action plans completed helps us lay the groundwork of what needs to be completed as far as environmental, or sometimes the environmental, if it's not very large, it can just be combined with the design aspect if it's a categorical exclusion, which are not large impacts. So this will help play nicely of understanding how it plays into the system of those projects. And like we said, regional transportation plan WFRC likes to update their plan with pointing to a specific analysis that's been done. So this will play nicely into that.
Great. Thanks very much. And just to kind of flesh that out a little bit, this goes hand in hand with the EIS in Little Cottonwood, especially at the bottom of the canyon. These all tie together. That's our plan. What we've kind of focused on here is Big Cottonwood Canyon, and especially the top half of the canyon where we run into real trouble. What we're looking at is our hope would be that we can get a bus lane in the upper part of the canyon, probably not necessary all the way down the canyon, and then have two lanes around the Brighton Circle and have two mobility hubs that'll tie in, be multi-use. There'll be summer, winter use. We don't have any intention of trying to design this or say, here's what has to happen. You know, we want to work with the partners to kind of flesh out that basic idea, if that makes sense. Does anybody have any questions on what we're trying to do here? Ours is obviously a lot simpler than Little Cottonwood's. We're still looking at that. We're trying to facilitate wherever we can to help with that. But I wanted to get the ball rolling on Big Cottonwood. Ours is substantially less complicated, and that's my aim. So if we don't have any questions on the mobility action plan, the request for proposals, let's go forward. And I like to get my meetings done as quickly as possible. I'm not going to drone here, so we'll get this. We'll probably beat the 2 o'clock deadline here. Next item is the plan for professional services. So I'm going to go right to who's paying what. I've got authorization from my town council to put $100,000 into this. If I need to go back for more, I probably can. Mike Wickers, were you able to talk to your finance people? Do you think you guys will be able to contribute some to this?
Yeah, Dan, I actually got that put into our budget for this next year that's already been passed. So there's 15,000 in there. So it's not as big as you, but it's 15,000.
Okay. And I really appreciate that. Thanks for going to bat for us. CWC, are we good with CWC, Blake?
Our budget, we have a line item budget for the mountain transportation system for up to 10,000. Okay. That's where the CWC, and in addition to the project management.
Okay, and I spoke with, do we have anybody from Sandy City on today? I know Monica's not here. Is there anyone else from Sandy City?
I got an email just before this from Evelyn Everton. Sandy City is unfortunately unable to contribute any financial contributions to this study.
Understood. And I spoke with Tom Ward, and that was kind of at his council. So they feel like it's a little bit out of their wheelhouse, and we'll take that as it comes. So the ski resorts, let's start with Brighton. Mike, have you talked with Michigan about putting some money into this, or who do you need to talk to?
Yeah, we've talked with them. I don't have a definitive answer at the time. I'll get back on them. We've been
okay. That would be great. Well, this is your first test. We'll see how you do.
Nice
test. Involved in.
Perfect.
And if you can't hit that number, you know, whatever you, you know, we just would really like your participation, and I'm sure something that we'll have participation.
I was a little bit surprised to see the 40 in there, so I'm sure we can contribute something. I just am not sure what the number will be.
I understand. I'll blame that one on Blake.
Okay.
And then Amber, have you spoken with anybody in your chain about contributing?
Hi. Hi. Yeah, welcome. We're gonna contribute. I think that a couple questions. The money is gonna go to CWC, Blake, and you're gonna manage the money and the invoices and report back to us on it.
No, Amber. In the professional services agreement, we don't want the money to come back in because we've already budgeted, and we don't want to try and do it that way.
So who's collecting all this money and managing the in and out?
So in the professional services agreement, it calls for the consultant to invoice the funding entities. And that's really the only one piece that the consultant will they'll bill each of the funding partners accordingly to the, you know, the amount that they have contributed, the percentages amount. So they'll bill each of the funding partners. CWC is the project manager and will report to all the funding partners and you know, work in partnership through the process. So that's what the professional services agreement outlines. It would just be easier on our end and from our budget if we move forward in that model.
But just so I'm clear, Blake, one quick one. Sorry, Amber. You will be managing the contract, though.
Yes.
Okay, good. Sorry, Amber. Go ahead.
I would just encourage you to just think through, if you're a vendor and now you're invoicing five different entities to collect your payment. Like, it's not, I mean, that, you do know what I'm saying? Is that really what we're asking them to do?
Yes.
Blake, let me throw one in there. Is it possible that everybody could just put the money to the town and then the town would pay the bill? That way the vendor's not worrying about collect. Cause I know I go the same thing with my plow company when I got five.
Yeah. Then you may have to go through a budgeting process then for, you know, new money coming in and then new expenses coming in as well. So we were just trying to keep it pretty clean. I've talked to several consultants about that arrangement and it didn't seem like that big of an issue to them.
Okay. Well, if we have to, Amber, what I'll tell you is the town will administer this and run it through that way. That may be cleaner. We'll have to get with the consultant and see how they want to try it. So,
just to get a check, you know, I have, you know, we got to get them set up. We need the W-9. You got to get them set up as a vendor. You got to put in the PO, approve the rec. It goes to Denver. So, you know, and that's net 30. So I just, you know, all that part of being like a bigger company and just waylaying payments. I mean, not that it can't happen. I think thinking that through, it could get a little messy. So I think a single entity, Dan, would be fine. And I think for Solitude, what I'm going to do is figure out the number, but what I would be comfortable with is saying we're going to commit, you know, 10 or 15,000 to start. And then let's see, right? I mean, I think, like, you know, do we need this 150,000? Yes or no? but like, I feel like the resort is in a position to commit something now to get it started. And then to see after X number of months or, you know, X number of points of the project being completed, like, do we have enough money or do we need to come back for a second ask? That's kind of where I would approach it from.
Okay. And, you know, we're going to have to sign a contract for a certain amount of money with whoever gets the job. What I'll say is the town will probably end up picking up the slack. You know, we're the ones that are in the front seat here. So let's just work that through. What I would ask for Brighton and Solitude is do your best and let's see where we
end up. Absolutely. Agreed.
Yeah. Okay.
Amber, thanks for that. I understand your billing is a little bit more tricky and how that could just become a little bit of a nightmare trying to deal with. So
one of the hardest things I have to do is figure out how to get a check for somebody.
Yeah. I get it. I totally understand. So let me chew on that and we'll circle back with you.
Yeah. And I'm comfortable, Dan, you know, I think the big thing for me on our end is just, and like all of us is like, I think finding a single place to put the money and then just having somebody who can manage the ins and outs of the money so we can all see and I don't care if that's the town. Somebody's got to own that piece of this process is managing the in and out of the money. That's all.
I've got a good finance guy, so I'm not too worried about the budget process for us. I think we can manage that. So I'm not too worried about that. My bigger concern.
And how quickly, I mean, how quickly do you need me to come back to you with the commitment of the money? And then how quickly after that do you need the money?
What's the plan here, Blake? Is there an incremental pay schedule on this? Do we pay them all the money up front or do we pay them at the completion?
No, I think we had it set up. I have to go back. I can't remember, but I think we had monthly invoices. Right now it is a short contract, so it may only end up being two different payments. I believe we had monthly invoices with work done to date, tasks done, and deliverables. So we had it monthly. Amber, I think a good idea would be sometime at the end of July. If our timeline, the way that our timeline is laid out is that this RFP and the professional services agreement will go in front of the executive committee of the CWC for recommendation on July 18th. And then at the August 1st meeting is really when that RFP is voted on, approved with the professional service agreement. And then it goes live August 2nd. So that's when the RFP will be officially posted, is August 2nd. So I think it, you know, having a firm idea by the end of July would be fantastic.
On our commitment level?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can pencil me in at 15,000.
Okay.
And I will between, you know, in the next coming weeks, we'll be able to firm that up.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you. Okay. So we've got somewhat of a template on who's paying what. And, you know, I may have to go back to the town and ask for a little more money on our end. And if we have to do that, we will. So what else do we need to worry about today, Blake?
I think just the two things is if we're good with the RFP and based off of, you know, what was suggested on my behalf about incorporating some of that language, if we could get a recommendation for the RFP and the professional service agreement, a formal recommendation from the committee, that would move us really forward nicely on timeline.
So I guess, Mike, I'll ask you for a motion. It's kind of simple when there's just two of us. I'll ask you for a motion to put this forth with a recommendation to the executive committee.
So, yeah, so I will move to move this recommendation forward to the executive committee for approval.
Okay, and I'll second it. And then, Mike, how do you vote on it?
I will vote yes.
Okay, Dan, how do you vote on it? I vote yes. So it is recommended to move forward to the executive committee, and I'm sure they'll have some questions when we get to that point.
This will be, thank you, commissioners. These will be included in the packet going to the executive committee. like I think July 15th. This information will be forwarded to them. And then again at the August 1st meeting. So thanks.
Great.
This is Pat Shea. Can I ask one question before we adjourn?
Go ahead, Pat.
And that's of Grant Farnsworth. Do you have any guesstimate of when the final EIS is going to be coming out?
I wish I knew. I wish, no, I do not.
Okay, thanks.
I heard by the end of the summer, Pat.
Which summer?
That's a good one. Everybody has a different deadline of when summer is. So,
yeah. So
I have monthly meetings with Joss Vandura, and he has led me to believe it's going to be in July. So we'll see.
That'd be great. Okay. So, you know, as you guys can see, we're just trying to move this along and get the process started. That said, these meetings that I have with the transportation, unless anybody has any real questions, will be under budget and under schedule. That's kind of the way we're going to do this whole thing. So if anybody has any other questions, now's your chance. Otherwise, let's get back to work. No other questions from anyone? Okay, then.
Michael, so I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion then to adjourn this transportation CWC meeting.
And I'll second that. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, thanks. I'll try and keep up with these schedules.
And thanks, everyone.
We'll let you know how it goes, guys. Thanks very much for showing up.
Thank you.
What do you think about getting together in person for one of these once we kind of get a little farther down the road? Mike, you have any thoughts on that?
I'm great doing that, Dan. I like nice conference meetings.
Up here in the mountain, do it at.
Yeah, we could do it at our. We could switch off even if we do a multiple.
Okay, great. So. Okay, I'll get with. I'll click on that.
Let's do it in Park City.
Yeah.
Okay, with that, so long, guys. Thanks.
See you later. Bye.